the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful spring morning out here.
A little whiter from last weekend, right?
Absolutely.
But it's going to go away pretty quickly. We have a really great show for you this morning, and you could almost say that we would be under the hood too this morning, because our guest this morning is Ronnie Goss, and Ronnie's the owner of Goss Auto Body, a company that started in 1964. We're going to talk auto body repair work and what kind of a business is that to get into these days, and how does a business like that survive? Good morning, Ronnie. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Randy. Thanks
good,
for having me.
Good having you here.
Glad to have you here this morning, Ronnie. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your business, Goss Auto Body, and how did you come to own the company?
Well, the family grew up in the business. It was opened by my mother and father, and 1964 in downtown Menasha. Moved out to Midway Road somewhere in the later part of the 60s. Growing up in the business, mom and dad didn't want to pay for babysitters anymore, so we ended up at the shop. But so I ended up working there until I graduated high school, and worked there just for a short time, and ended up going to work in the Kimberly Mill. And after that, it was 1993. I went back to the family business. So. Mm-hmm. Bought the company in 2010 from my parents, and here we are today.
Mm-hmm. And what does Goss Auto Body do? I mean, obviously it's auto repair work, but it's more than that.
Yeah, sure. Goss Auto Body is basically a collision repair facility. It has branched out into towing, and always has had towing, basically. But in the 80s, I think, in the mid-80s or so, we also got into the mechanical repair, and we also run Midway Service Center as well. Okay. So we actually have Goss Towing, Midway Service Center, and Goss Auto Body.
Hmm. So you have full three different businesses all in one.
Yeah, it's all wrapped up into one with a bunch of different branches, and it's departmentalized now, of course, and sometimes that gets to be challenging, but yeah, so we got three different departments.
Now, you've been, like you said, you were downtown Menasha. I think I remember that was about where the marina used to be, but I'm in the right place.
Yeah, you're dating yourself now.
Oh, Lord, yeah, nobody else will date me, so yeah. I figure that's about the best I could do. Anyway, from there out to where you are now, so you've been out at that location even through all of the 441 and all of the building out there?
Yeah, it actually has been added on to twice as well. Okay. So.
How many employees do you have now, Ronnie?
Right now, we currently have probably a little over 25 with full-time and part-time employees.
Mm-hmm. And you have just the one location?
Yeah, everything is on one piece of property. So,
okay.
Midway Service Center faces Sandalwood Street in Menasha, and Goss Auto Body is on Midway Road. So it's kind of like a dead end back there, but a whole block. We have plenty of room.
Okay. Now, if folks wanted to contact you, Ronnie, at your company, how would they get a hold of you?
They can call our phone number, of course. That's 920-725-2022. I have an email, Ronnie at GossAutoBody.com. Or just stop in or at 629 Old Midway Road in Menasha.
And your website's pretty good, too.
And our website, yeah. That has all been revised as well, so.
Yep.
Okay. Well, now, you're the sole family member now in the business, or are there still more family members involved?
I do have a daughter that works there as well. My youngest daughter is in the office as well there. We have had numerous family members that have worked there as well.
Throughout the years, okay.
Yeah, throughout the years.
So, Ronnie, what brought you to buy the company? It's a transition from one owner to the next.
That's a good question. There's always some type of transition that needs to take place in any business. And as my parents were getting older and wanted to retire, of course, and he wasn't coming around as much, and he was wanting to phase himself out, it's a natural progression. I can't tell you what day was his last day. I can tell you the day he officially retired.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he's done well for himself, and it was time for some transition to happen with inside of the company. Okay. So it was a good move.
How many years do you think that occurred over? You and your dad talked about it, and then it happened a year, two, 3 years later, whatever?
Oh, like I said, I went back to work there in 93. I started in the paint department working as a paint department manager. Then pretty soon I was up in the office doing estimates at lunchtime. Then you're getting called to the office more and more as people are calling on the phone. So it's just a slowly graduation into the next process. And, you know, pretty soon he's leaving more, and he always liked to say, I'm going out the back door. I'm coming in the back door. That way I can leave when I want and come and go as I please.
Doesn't have to punch in anymore.
No. So pretty soon you're just doing more and more and more. And, you know, even to this day, if I have a question on any company issues, I can call him and ask him anytime, day or night. And, he'll be there for
keeps him active.
Yeah. He's a very active guy, but he'll still, it's in his blood.
Yeah. And transitions from one generation to the next in a business, they can't just occur in 1 week. It has to be a plan, and there's usually a timeline for that, but it has to be flexible too.
Yeah.
It's got to work.
Yeah.
When you were making this transition, did you actually have a hard plan, or did you see, it sounds like this thing kind of took on a life of its own?
The transition kind of did take on a life of its own, but it's not something that happened overnight either. We were going to try to make it happen in 2009, right before the end of the year, and he was going to Florida in January. And we were going to try to make it happen then, and it was just moving too quick. Mm-hmm. So we put the brakes on and waited till he actually got back from Florida. And in June is when I actually bought the company then.
Okay. We're going to take our first break right now, Ronnie. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation with Ronnie Goss of Goss Auto Body. We're glad you joined us this morning, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241. Or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
We're talking this morning with Ronnie Goss. Ronnie is the owner of Goss Auto Body, a company that was started by his father, Tim, back in 1964. And we're talking about what the company does and the transition from one generation to the next. We're going to continue that conversation with Ronnie in just a moment. We want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter first. Our SCORE chapter was started on May 27th of 1976 here in Appleton. We're celebrating our 40th birthday this year. We're going to have a nice little celebration on May 3rd, so we'll tell you more about that. But we would like to tell you that SCORE is there for any entrepreneur who's in business or anybody who's starting a business, and we can help you get your business started and be more successful. We have about 52 mentors in our chapter. We service a 7-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we provide free and confidential mentoring to those who request it. And the way to request it is go to our website at foxcities.score.org, click on the Request Mentor Assistance button, fill out the form, hit the Send button, and probably within 2 days, someone will be contacting you to set up a meeting. And again, remember, it's free and confidential, and we're there for the life of your business. Score for the life of your business. It can start today if you'd like to. So check us out.
Right. And with 51 experts, we can help you in just about anything you want.
Bet.
Did you mention again it's free? So.
I did. Free and confidential.
Right.
And the expertise, Randy, that's a good point. We have experts in marketing, IT, some legal issues, accounting, banking and finance, cash flow, workflow process. We're even doing a new program now called the Scan.
Yes.
For larger companies who would like to have someone come in and review their processes.
Right.
And these could be really large companies. These
right.
could be companies with 500 employees.
Yeah, because we've been recruiting, and we've recruited some people who have some very high-end
yeah.
positions in some of the larger firms around
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So they have some tremendous experience in dealing with how
yep.
to maintain and improve larger businesses. So we're not always just the little bitty ones. We can work with anybody.
We're for the life of your business.
Right.
Well, we're going to get back to our guest this morning. Ronnie Goss is here, and he's talking about his auto body shop, Goss Auto Body, located in Menasha. And it started in 1964. Ronnie, tell us, with regard to your business today and computers and technology and all the other things going on in this crazy world, what are some of the challenges you're facing today to keep your business going?
Some of the biggest challenges are employees, trying to find new employees. We work real close with the Technical College here in Appleton. I'm also on the advisory board out there. Trying to bring up young employees into our business, and with all intentions of keeping those people on for a long, long time. That's a big key. I was just down at a conference here a couple of weeks ago, and one of the conversations that came up with another shop owner is you can go there and you can buy paint guns and paint and frame equipment and all that kind of stuff, but where's the spot to buy the technician? You know, you can't get mm-hmm. a technician at a trade show type of thing.
And one of the things that I recently used your services on one of my vehicles, and I was impressed. People have been there 30 years.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
longevity there.
Yeah, there's some longevity there. That we started in 64, a lot of these people are still around, but also retired. So we've probably got half a dozen or so people that have retired mm-hmm. and some people who have retired with over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably five of those. Mm-hmm. So
now you said you've got about, what, 25 employees at this time?
Yeah, right now. So then that also means that there's some people that are up and coming that are mm-hmm. have been there for over 20.
Okay. And range of positions, range of jobs that you're looking for these people?
They could start out basically anywhere, wherever their skill level is.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, we try to bring them in from the technical college and bring them up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still only so much stuff that these students have been exposed to at that time.
Sure.
So there's still a lot of stuff that they need to still learn.
Okay.
So,
and as it is your philosophy, you mentioned in the pre-show conversation that you do allocate money in your budget to train people and keep them current on the latest paints and techniques and technologies.
Yeah. What happens there is I try to budget like $200 a year per employee. Sometimes it goes more than that with some of the other training that happens. But generally that's about it. The collisions, people need to take two classes a year for 4 hours a class.
Mm-hmm.
And those are called ICAR classes. ICAR is a facility located right here in Appleton where they write collision repair procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So these technicians need to stay up on changing of vehicles. What the vehicles are being made of is constantly changing.
We're going to take a break in about a minute and a half, Ronnie, but talk a little bit about the health and the safety aspects of the auto body business today versus 30 years ago.
Yeah, right now there's a lot of things that are changing here. Even with the OSHA guidelines in June, we have to be throw out all our MSDS sheets, file all our old MSDS sheets, and
those
move
are
to the new standard
sheets.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Yeah, those got to go upstairs and get locked up forever. But
those are the sheets that say what is in the materials that you're using and how it can affect people correctly.
Correct.
Okay.
And
how
all
you
that
handled
stuff.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
and all you how to handle it and. And all of that stuff is all in a file. We're actually just completed it this week, this SDS training, which is the new guideline.
But 30 years ago, I remember going into auto body shops and there were dust, clouds of dust circulating around, and guys were walking around with no respirators or masks on.
And cigarettes in their mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Good healthy breathing. But that's all changed now.
It had to change. With all the isocyanates that are clear coats and primers and stuff like that, it's very dangerous to your health. So you have to wear a respirator.
Respirators, proper ventilation, time of exposure. You observe all that stuff today.
Yes, you have to. And we have a written safety program right there where we do have our safety meetings basically every other month, and we have a safety company that comes in and handles that for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take our next break right now. We'll come back on the other side and continue our conversation with Ronnie Goss of Goss Auto Body over in Menasha. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back. We're talking with Ronnie Goss this morning. Ronnie's the owner of Goss Auto Body in Menasha. We're going to continue our conversation with Ronnie in just a minute. We told you a little bit about our SCORE chapter in the first segment and how to get free and confidential mentoring assistance and advice. We also, at our SCORE chapter, we also get involved in doing some really neat seminars. And Randy, tell us about what happened at Simple Steps and what's coming up on the calendar.
Okay, well, we just finished our 5-week seminar that we do on Simple Steps, which covers you from start to finish, basically on the I think I want to start a business. And so we work with you going through all those details. We hopefully will be coming back with that particular program again in September.
Good.
So
that's
we
a good
recommend
one.
We recommend that you keep an eye on the foxcities.score.org website and look at what is on there as far as the local workshops, because is where you'll see it.
Yep.
However, right now, coming up, of course, you mentioned the big celebration that we've got going on as of May 3rd. That's all part of the 40th anniversary celebration we're doing. It's going to be a reception the evening of the 3rd over at the
Liberty Hall.
And should be a great evening for everybody. We'll be celebrating some of our success stories.
Yep.
Over the 40 years, we've been responsible for the opening of many, many businesses and a lot of new...
Yeah, it's kind of neat because our celebration occurs during the National Small Business Week,
right,
which is where we're celebrating as well.
Right. So we'll be, you know, like I said, have some of our, our clients' success stories and some of the success stories also of our mentors, some of the things that they've done. So that should be a good program. On the educational side, we do have coming up right now one of the programs that we're doing as a partnership program with CAP Services. We've been working with them for over the year now, and it works out very well. This particular program is going to be on predatory lending, which is a problem that many small businesses have, where you're looking for funding and the people who are offering you the money are not necessarily legit.
It's a trap.
It's a trap,
yeah.
And you can get into it. This program is going to be held on Tuesday, April 19th. It's going to be from 7:30 in the morning till 9 a.m., and it's going to be in Clintonville. So we're going to be out in the hinterlands
at
again.
Technical college out there?
It's going to be at, SVTC at the Regional Center in Clintonville. And again, all the data and information on this is on the website. But
Fox
again,
Cities
we would ask you to please register for that. The program is free.
Good.
And so, yeah, get involved. You can either register with us or with CAP Services. So, you know, go and take a look at that one. Should be very interesting if you're in business, and especially if you're looking for funding.
Yep.
There's a lot of danger out there. So,
that's it for now?
That's the stuff right now.
Super.
We've got another one coming up in May, but we haven't got all the hard facts yet.
Yeah, but stay tuned to foxcities.score.org. And
right.
Like Randy said, keep an eye on that website, and you'll stay current on all the workshops coming up. Well, Ronnie, let's get back to talking auto body work this morning. Before we continue, where can folks reach you? How can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, folks can get a hold of us on our phone, by our phone number, 920-725-2022, or we have a website, or email me at ronnie@gossautobody.com.
Super. And if you have a question for Ronnie this morning, give us a call. You can call us here at the studio if you're in the Appleton area. You can reach us at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, on the Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. We'd love to hear from you. Ronnie, in terms of your business, regulations play a role, and they've changed over the years. How burdensome are those regulations for you today?
In our area, they're not just too bad. I know in other parts of the states here in Illinois with the and California as well with the VOC regulations and how much VOCs you actually produce and what you do with your hazardous waste all plays a big factor in all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, a lot of shops have gone to spraying water-based paints, so there's no thinner in them. You still have thinner and isocyanates in your top coats, meaning your clear coats and your primers and undercoats and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, and you mentioned MSDS sheets earlier. Those are the government sheets, so you have to keep track of what it is you're handling and how you're handling it and how you disposed of it. And those regulations have been around for a while.
Yeah, for a long time. So now we're going to go to the SDS sheets, and
And
those, like I said, we're done with those. We just finished them up this week. They are all right by the punch clock, so all the employees know exactly where they are, and now they're more uniform than what the MSDS sheets were.
Right.
Okay. One of the things, though, when we were talking earlier, too, you were talking about the way you handle vehicles and how you go through the process that you actually have put together a process. It isn't just a case where somebody comes in and, you know, well, I think I know how to do that or whatever. You have a ongoing program for start to finish, is that correct?
Yeah, we're always continuously trying to make things better in the repair process. You know, I always say that I want every job that comes in for an estimate, and we try to get every job that comes in for an estimate. Okay, the process then starts with basically handing the ball off once we have the customer scheduled, hand the ball off to the next person, meaning the shop manager. He says who gets the vehicle on that repair order for the vehicle. We'll have on it all of the steps that need to take place in the repair process. So each employee needs to sign off that they did that, that they changed the fender, that they painted the fender, that they changed the headlight, and so on. With that also, we'll have in there the instructions on how to repair it, how to take the door panel off. Not saying that they don't know how to do it, but if they need the help, it is there for them.
Now, where do you get this information from?
That's all in a computer. It's all stuff that we subscribe to, software that we subscribe to.
Okay, so it's an ongoing process, and yet it's a very standardized activity.
Yeah, it's that part we just started, but I think it's a good program. Do we have to do it with all of them? No, you know, it might be a bumper cover or something like that. But if you start getting into unibody measurements and that type of thing, that's good stuff for the technician to have right there with the RO. They don't have to take the time to come in the office and print it off themselves either.
Okay, and then they know exactly what the specifications they have to meet and what their goals
Correct.
And standards are. Super. Way to go.
Well, Ronnie, you do offer a lifetime guarantee on the repair work.
That is correct.
You know, and really what you were talking about with Randy there on that process and having all that information for the technicians, it enables you to do that. Because if you just said fix this and fix that, you're not sure how the work was done, and you got the guarantee out there, you're going to have a lot of comebacks. But your guarantee program drives quality at your shop. You're a quality shop.
Yeah, we continuously strive and work very hard to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's you know, the car comes in on a Monday, And we'll have the technician, their responsibility is to go through the parts. First thing, make sure we have all the parts, make sure all the parts are correct. A lot of times we're using used parts. It could have broken tabs on headlights that the dismantler didn't know about, and now it's Friday, and we got to put that headlight in, and now it's got a broken tab.
And you don't want to not deliver the car.
I don't want to not deliver the car. And I don't want to make the phone call either.
Right. That's no fun.
Yeah.
You also offer another very nice feature at your company. It's rental cars, right?
Yeah, that's
somebody needs something.
Right, if your car is being repaired at Goss Auto Body, you can get a free loaner or rental car.
Another big part of your business that's important is insurance relationships, insurance company relationships. Tell us a little bit about how you do that and the value of that to your company.
There are a lot of insurance companies who have what they call direct repair programs, and the direct repair programs are based on help and save the insurance company money. For one thing, they don't have to pay an adjuster to come out to your house or your place of employment to write an estimate. They can just come to us, and we are the adjuster. They don't have to pay the salary to the adjuster. They don't have to put them in a company car. So then our computers are tied to their computers. You come in, we do an estimate. We follow their guidelines as far as the parts go, and then we upload the estimate, and a lot of times they'll pay us electronically even after you come and pick up your vehicle.
In my experience using your firm, as I referred to earlier, I contacted State Farm, who's my insurance carrier, and they said, here's a list of preferred auto body repair places, and you were on the list, and I called, and yeah, let's do it. And you took care of everything, just like you're saying.
Yeah, and that led me to be here today, so that's great.
it was good, and you're a small business, and what we want to do on the show is feature local small businesses, especially those who transition like you have from your dad's ownership to yours, and now you're planning on the next level,
right,
the next transition.
And it's and never too early to start either. I'll there say that I'm 54 next month, and that 10 years goes by really quick. It's not like 15 to 25.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, now, over the years, Ronnie, one of the things that, you know, we try to talk to our clients about too is understanding their competition. And you're in a business that the competition, number one, has gotten stiffer, but also has changed over the years too. How has those changes, what have you seen, and how have you kind of worked with those, I guess?
Well, there's a lot of competition out there, and it doesn't even have to come from the collision repair side of things. It kind of goes back to the technician even. You know, there's some big dealerships in our market here. There's some big shops, independents also, and they're all good shops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We also have in our market area the Oshkosh Trucks and the Pierces, and these people also want to hire our technicians. Gulfstream, for instance,
sure.
It's all sanding, painting, priming, all that same kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
And they want those technicians as well. So it does get to be a real tough competition in keeping the people. Our pockets are not as deep as some of those companies.
Mm-hmm. But the experience and the background and understanding of the business for someone starting out looking for a place to really get their feet wet as far as getting into your industry, you guys offer a super opportunity, wouldn't you?
Right. You know, a lot of times it's dealing right with the student out of the technical college.
Okay.
And we try to bring those individuals in on a part-time basis. And usually by the time they're either for a year and a half, and by the time they graduate, you pretty much know what type of individual you have there.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to give out that phone number again if you want to give Ronnie a call or give us a call and ask Ronnie a question. The number is 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150 outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Ronnie, tell us a little bit about your association in the business, I mean in the industry. You indicated in the pre-show that's important, and a lot of people understand that, but how does that help you?
A lot of things I learned, of course, are from my father. He always told me things get done by people who show up. And,
there you go.
Yeah. So with that, when he got out of WACTL, which is the State Auto Body Association. WACTL? WACTL. Yeah, WACTL. Yeah. Wisconsin Auto Collision Technicians Association Limited.
Okay.
He was a director in there. for that organization. And when he retired or resigned his position, I stepped right in, so he didn't even have to find – I was his replacement once again. But, so I'm a secretary of WACDL. I'm also work on the local ICAR committee here, which schedules the classes that are run. I was a past president of the Fox Valley Auto Body Association, also work on the advisory board at Fox Valley Tech. So those are all things that you donate your time to. A lot of it's the relationships with the people that you meet and getting to know the other people in your industry.
And staying current with the latest things going on and what's coming down the pipe.
And that is right. You know, there's more value in that than there is of giving your time up.
Yeah, you're going to learn more. I think Randy and I have found that when we donate our time, we get more for that than what we think we're giving in our time. We get more out of that.
And it's fun, and the people that you meet and the things that happen because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound from everything you're saying that your business is totally relationship-driven, both on the employee level and on the client and customer level.
Yeah, you know, the building is there, and it's just a building. It's all the people inside of it that make mm-hmm. the name and make it work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, your dad used to say, things get done by people who show up. Well, people can show up for work, but they may not be at work yet, right?
He knows all about that, too.
So everybody's got to be mentally engaged and come to work and work with the customer, work with each other, and be part of a team.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
You must have some good stories to tell.
We could make this program go on quite a while.
Well, talking about that kind of thing, you know, we started out with the idea of the transition, you know, from your father owning the business and so on, and it sounded like there was a little bit of a plan, but nothing really firm. If you were going to tell somebody else who were looking to do that same thing, what kind of planning would you suggest, and how long, you know, when should they start planning?
They should start today.
Today.
It's never too early, and it doesn't matter what the age is. You know, you see what happens to some small businesses is people aren't ready to let go, or something happens to them health wise, and all of a sudden the business itself is in trouble. And it's like you have to make sure you take care of the employees as well. Make sure you have some type of plan in effect.
Okay.
And I'm constantly working on that. For example, right now, you know, you just look in the business itself. Right now, we've had in the past where we've had one painter. Right now, we have three painters. Right now, we've in the past have had two estimators. Right now, we're training a third, and then there's going to be a fourth in the shop. We got extra people that are coming up from the tech colleges. So we're constantly trying to turn that and plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like your business is growing.
It may have grown a little bit. We do have a few more employees than we did probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We've been very fortunate to have enough work over the last couple of years where nobody had been sent home early once because we didn't have any work for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, can you work overtime?
Well, Mother Nature must be one of your best friends.
Highway 441 doesn't hurt either. Those orange barrels, people like to run into them for some reason.
No, I had a thing with working for one of the insurance agencies in the area, and we used to just absolutely dread springtime and hailstorms, and I know those are the things that you would kind of look forward to. But
you kind of do look forward to that kind of stuff, but you know, you don't get paid unless you do the work, and when that kind of catastrophe actually happens, nobody's geared up for that kind of work.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And the other thing is that stuff does happen, and it's nice to have a good place like Goss Auto Body go to get the job done right.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
yeah.
We're going to take our last break right now. It's about that time. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to give out the phone number one more time, and we'll finish up our conversation with Ronnie Goss at Goss Auto Body. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge. and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
And there you have it. We're talking to Ronnie Goss this morning. Ronnie is the proud owner, the second generation owner of Goss Auto Body, a long established quality body shop here in Menasha, started in 1964 by his father, Tim. We're going to say thank you first before we get back to Ronnie. We're going to thank our sponsors for helping to bring you the program each weekend. Without them, we could not do this. We want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, as Sarah DeBruin over at Legal Business Edge, Bank First National with their new offices out on West Wisconsin Avenue. Also want to thank Candale Creative and Oshkosh. They help maintain our biztalkwithscore.com website. So thank you to Zach and his team. We appreciate that. Also want to thank the Business News, Larry Desch and Jerry Mader, who publish and edit that paper. For $20 a year, you should be subscribed to the Business News if you're in business, because it keeps you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate your support.
Right. And just to kind of wrap things up and get back with a couple of things, Ronnie, a question. You know, we talked a little bit about the differences, the changes, and all the rest of the stuff in your industry, but one of the lines that you used I thought was really great is the change that's going along is that you're no longer a general practitioner, and that's affected your employees, your product management, all of the types of things.
Yeah, that's a comment I picked up on here a couple of weeks ago at a conference I was at. Yeah, with all the changes that are going on in our industry, especially to the automobile, mm-hmm. we're not general practitioners anymore. Where years ago it would be the technician, the officer would give the job out to the technician. The technician would take it from start to finish, including mm-hmm. All vehicle repairs and refinishing, and put it all back together, and then somebody detail the car. It's not that way. It hasn't been that way at Goss Auto Body for a long time. It's more of a team concept where we have the metal shop where they do all mm-hmm. the straightening and the repair, and then it goes to the paint department where the painter is – we have three of them, like I said. There's three painters. They're one of the only people that are going to paint your car. Nobody else is going to paint it.
Okay.
These guys paint cars all day long, every day.
Okay. And then you have other people who understand the different types of bodies that are going on. And we talked a little bit about what do you do with an electric car.
Yeah. You just have to know how to unhook it properly.
Right.
Okay.
In terms of the technology that you're using today, how hard is it for you to stay current with all that? I mean, there's a lot of demands on your time.
We're starting to see OEMs, manufacturers, certifying repair shops, actually. Mm-hmm. So on the high side, where on the higher end vehicles, where you can't even buy parts for cars unless you're a certified collision repair shop.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a lot of demand on your time to stay current on all that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, now, Ronnie, I know we covered a lot of odds and ends here today, but as always, we get to this point in the day, and we have to ask you for your biz tip, your pearl of wisdom for the people out there who are either starting a business or looking to go through the transition like you did.
Yeah, there's actually two of them that I can come up with here. One that my father always said is the key to success of being in business is don't spend more than you make.
Good idea.
And, the other one is, you know, when I first bought the company, I never knew anything about paying quarterly income taxes, and and that was none of my business anyway.
Right.
That was my parents' business. When we started paying those, that was an eye-opener.
Okay.
That's a big nut to turn every quarter.
It is a big nut.
And in order to be able to turn those, I always, Randy and I as score mentors and others, we always tell folks, if you're not going to pay somebody, don't not pay the tax people.
Right.
You yeah. might call your vendor and stretch it out for 30 days or 60 days, but don't borrow money from the tax people.
Yeah, right.
Because those are the bad ones. They're going to come back and get you. Ronnie, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. It's been a great program, and we've learned a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And thank you, Tony.
You bet. Continued good fortune in your business, and good luck with that transition. Maybe we'll have you back with whoever you transition it to.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Good. Thanks for being here, Ronnie. Our guest next week is going to be Kat and Andy Ratka. It's mosquito season, so
right.
They're the Mosquito Squad folks.
Yeah,
it's a very interesting business.
Yeah, I was looking on their website. It looks like a fascinating concept. So.
It's a franchise. It's very interesting, and if you have mosquito problems, they can get rid of the mosquitoes for you.
And with that being so much of a thing in the news today,
yes.
It's an excellent, excellent program. So.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you all for joining us this morning. It's been a great morning. Enjoy your weekend, and we want to wish you all a very blessed and happy Easter. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.